Just 31% of New York students passed both tests last year. The year before, 55% passed reading and 65% passed math. Georgia officials expect to see similar results next year when students in grades 3 through 12 take new tests. Matt Cardoza is a spokesperson for the Georgia Department of Education.
The closest thing I think we've seen to that is what happened with our end-of-course test in coordinate algebra this past spring. That was the first test that was aligned to new standards, but also a completely new test.
Just 37% of students passed that exam. After New York scores were released, a National Teachers Union issued a statement saying the state's teachers didn't feel prepared to teach the Common Core. Tim Callahan, a spokesperson for the Professional Association of Georgia Educators, says some Georgia teachers feel the same way.
For the most part, we're hearing they don't feel fully prepared yet. The ones we've spoken with do support the standards, think they're pretty good, but they are very concerned that they haven't had enough training and implementation time to really fully assimilate them.
The state offers some Common Core training, and local districts can offer their own. Callahan says some teachers don't think it's enough, but he says they may have an edge over educators in other states.
The only saving grace I can think of is the fact that the Common Core, by all accounts, has been very closely matched to the GPS standards, which had been in place for a few years prior. And so there was a comfort level growing with those.
The GPS, or Georgia Performance Standards, were used to help write the Common Core. In addition to redesigned tests next year, the U.S. Education Department will require states to raise their minimum scores, which will make it tougher to pass. Martha Dalton, WABE News.